everybody. It's that time again as we bring you another edition of Jumping the Gun. It is powered by Patterson Square Garden. With my man Daniel, I'm Derek Gunn. And of course, week six is behind us. Week seven is in front of us. But before we move ahead, we quickly look back. And Daniel, how did we fare in week number six?
We both did well again. We're getting into a nice stride. But we tied again, back-to-back weeks. This week, we both went 10-4. So we both did well. But again, we tied.
I want to recount. This is happening too frequently here. I mean, you have control of the numbers. I'm going to have to start looking at the numbers closely here. You know, I don't know if I believe you or not. You know, you're like family to me, but I don't know if I can trust you.
Well, what's interesting is we're not even getting the same ones incorrect. I'll get one right. Like, I got the Jaguars winning correct. And you picked the Dolphins in that one. And I took the Browns to win, and of course the Cardinals won, and you got them. So we're just on a it's a weird thing going on right now, but we'll see if we can break that this week.
All right, let's get a winner.
We have the Thursday night game. We have the Broncos at the Browns. The Browns are getting 2 points at home in Cleveland.
Well, let's see. If Cleveland was healthy, this was a slam dunk. But you talk about a team that's just decimated. Baker Mayfield not playing, has a torn labrum. Kareem Hunt not playing. Nick Chubb's probably not playing in this game. Case Keenum is your starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns against Denver. And I know Denver's reeling. After starting out 3-0, they've lost three consecutive games. Talk about a tough game to pick. But here's my upset of the week. Minor as it may be, I'm taking the Broncos on the road in this game.
You know, I understand why you take the Broncos here. And like you said, the Browns are just, they just have injuries all over the place. But I'm going to go with the Browns. I'm going to go with Case Keenum. And we've seen the fall off from Case Keenum, starting off with the NFC Championship game here in Philadelphia. He's never been the same since. But I think the game plan, honestly, they need to just feed the ball to Odell Beckham at this point. They need to kind of flip the script. They're normally a run-heavy offense, but they don't have Nick Chubb probably, and they don't have Kareem Hunt. You just got to give it to Beckham. This is why you have a guy like Odell Beckham on your team. Maybe he can ignite something in that offense, and hopefully the defense plays well enough to keep them afloat outside of their offense. So I'm going with the Browns here.
So you're telling me you have enough faith in Case Keenum that he can get the ball enough to Odell Beckham to make a difference? That's what you're basing your pick on?
I also give the Browns an advantage because it is a Thursday night game. They're playing at home. The home team always has an advantage in these situations. I mean, I don't feel too confident in this, but I also don't really like what I've been seeing from the Broncos the last few weeks. So it's not like the Browns are playing some juggernaut here.
Okay, all right.
Next, we have the Washington football team at the Green Bay Packers. The Packers are getting 8.5 points in Green Bay.
Man, I tell you what, the Packers are on a roll since they got embarrassed in that season-opening loss against New Orleans. I can't say this enough. Washington has been a major disappointment. Not so much the offense, but the defense has been a major disappointment. They got smoked by the Chiefs. Now, a lot of teams get smoked by the Chiefs. But I keep thinking each and every week that this Washington defense is going to live up to our expectations. And everybody on the outside looking in unison agreed that Washington's defense would carry this team. And that has not been the case. And lo and behold, here they stand at 2-4. The way the Packers are playing right now, especially Aaron Rodgers, he is playing out of his mind right now. He's got that swagger back. Oh, I'm definitely taking the Packers at home. You know, Aaron Rodgers told the Chicago Bears fans, "I own you." He will own the Washington football team at Lambeau Field.
I love that. I love that on Sunday when he hit him with the discount double check. I also got the Packers here. The thing is with the Washington defense is I always have a hard time putting a lot of blame on a defense that's constantly on the field. Their offense has not been moving the ball. They were struggling this past week against Kansas City, and Kansas City has one of the worst defenses in the NFL. So, I mean, I can't really blame them. They've been to play all that time against the Kansas City offense. I give them a pass for that. I mean, they haven't been playing well all year, but it's tough when you have a backup quarterback out there. First week, Ryan Fitzpatrick goes out, and you're pretty much playing behind the sticks for the rest of the season. I'm going with the Packers here with the points, 8.5 in Green Bay. I just don't really like what I'm seeing from this Washington team. Next, we have the Chiefs at the Titans. The Chiefs are getting 5.5 points in Tennessee.
How about the Titans shocking the world in front of a national audience and knocking off the mighty Buffalo Bills? Are you kidding me? What a game that was. Just when you thought Tennessee was going to lay down and play dead, they kept fighting back. And lo and behold, all of a sudden they rose up and shocked the Bills. Kansas City is what it is, an explosive offense with a Swiss cheese defense. But don't fall off your seat. I'm taking the Titans at home in this game. Based on what they did against Buffalo.
Wow, interesting. I think this is going to be a great game. I understand why you take the Titans here. I'm going to go with the Chiefs because I think the Chiefs kind of got into a nice rhythm at the end of that game against Washington. Their offense started to look like the Chiefs' offense again, as it hasn't for the last couple weeks before that. But man, I'm excited to see what Derrick Henry does against this Chiefs defense.
He's
running all over the Bills defense, and the Bills defense coming into last week's game, they had two shutouts this season. I mean, that Bills defense is no joke, and Derrick Henry just made it look easy. 3 touchdowns, 140 yards. I can't wait to see what he does. I mean, again, he is my fantasy running back, so I'm very excited for this game. But it's going to be entertaining, and I think it is going to be a very close game, but I'm going to take the Chiefs here.
You talk about a freak of nature. This man is 240 pounds, and he busted one off for 75, 76 yards and left people in his dust. How can a guy that big run that fast? And we've seen him do it time and time again. He is a freak of nature, and because of Derrick Henry, I think they're going to just ground and pound the Chiefs defense all day.
It's funny, if you look at that 75-yard touchdown run he had on Monday night, you look at the Bills safeties, Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer.
And Jordan Poyer. Yeah.
You see Derrick Henry just burst through the line like that. Those guys, I don't blame them at all. They just pretty much whiffed at him, gave it the old college try, and he just runs down the field. I can't blame them though. I mean, who wants a 250 pound knee coming right at them, like that you could get a concussion trying to tackle him. Like it's
no question.
He's going 20 miles per hour at 6'3". Yeah, he's definitely a freak of nature, and I love watching him play. All right. Next, we have the Falcons at the Dolphins. The Falcons are getting 2.5 points in Miami.
Man, I feel bad for Brian Flores. Brian Flores is a better coach than his team's record indicates right now. They're 1-5. You know, they lost to the Jaguars of all teams. They lost to Jacksonville. Falcons coming off a bye, well rested. I'm not sold on the Falcons. They have a lot of issues. They're 2-3 right now, but because they're well rested, I'm going to take the Falcons to go in and beat the Dolphins handedly.
I'm also going to go with the Falcons. Oh, you said you think the Falcons are going to beat them handedly? Wow.
Yes, by 10
wow.
points, by at least 10
Interesting.
Points.
Interesting. So I think the Falcons are going to win. I think this is going to be an ugly game. And I've heard today, I believe Adam Schefter reported that talks are starting to heat up with the Dolphins and Deshaun Watson again. With a potential trade coming soon. So we'll see. I mean, the Dolphins, they need something. I don't know if it's Deshaun Watson with his current situation, but it's not looking good in Miami right now. And it is looking good for the Eagles having that Dolphins first pick next year. I'm also going to go with the Falcons. I don't think it's going to be... I don't know if I'm taking them by a lot like you are, but it's going to be an ugly game. I'm probably not going to be watching much of this game. Speaking of watching a lot of a game, we have the Jets at the Patriots. The Patriots are getting 7 points in New England.
I tell you what, the Patriots, you know, they've only won 2 out of 6 games, but the thing that jumps out to me is that they lost to to Tampa Bay at home by only 2 points, and they could have won that game. Missed field goal cost them that game. And then they just took Dallas to overtime and lost by 6 points to Dallas. So the Patriots play a different style of football, different brand of ball, more enthusiastic brand of football at home The Jets are also coming off a bye. They're 1-4. Yeah, I'm not taking the Jets on the road. Zach Wilson has all kind of problems. Bill Belichick will be waiting for him. His defensive scheme will probably pick off a pass or two from Zach Wilson. I got the Patriots at home.
Yeah, I agree. I'm also taking the Patriots. And like you said, they've been very close in a couple of these games. It was interesting to see the Patriots play the Cowboys this past week. And, of course, two former Eagles made two of the plays that ended up costing the Patriots at the end. Nelson Aguilar with a dropped pass on the slant and Jalen Mills getting burnt by C.D. Lamb at the end there. I felt like I was watching an old Eagles-Cowboys game. But, yeah, I'm taking the Patriots here. The Jets, I mean, you guys know the rules. I'm not going to take the Jets. But, yeah, we'll go with the Patriots here. I don't really need much reasoning for this. Next, we have the Panthers at the Giants. The Panthers are three-point favorites in New York.
You know, it's bad enough the Giants got embarrassed by the Rams on the scoreboard, but now they're also depleted health-wise. They got wide receivers hurting, Saquon Barkley hurting. Daniel Jones did come back and play in that game against the Rams, but he wasn't much of a factor. And then the Panthers, man, they had the Vikings dead to rights also. They came from behind, and what a game that was between the Vikings and the Panthers last week. And, of course, the Panthers lost that one in overtime as well. But I think Matt Rhule and his squad get an all-important W to get one game over 500 in East Rutherford against the Giants.
I agree. I think the Panthers get it done here. The Giants, like you said, have injuries all over the place. And even when they've been healthy, they haven't looked too good. I am interested to see how Sam Darnold plays, though. This is the stadium he played in for the first couple years of his career. Hopefully he's not seeing any of those ghosts that he used to see when he was on the Jets. But I'll go with the Panthers here. I'm cautious about it. But I also don't believe in this Giants team. Next, we have the Bengals at the Ravens. The Ravens are getting 6.5 points in Baltimore.
The way the Ravens just manhandled the Chargers, I was shocked. I thought that would be a good, hard-fought game, back and forth, high-scoring game. And basically, the Ravens defense put a lockdown on their Chargers offense. They could do nothing, held them to 6 points. The Ravens defense has been playing better and better each and every week. It's finally catching up to the offense. Bengals are coming off a big win over the Lions, but then again, it is the Lions. I think the Bengals are going to give it a go for a while, but the way the Ravens are playing right now, there's no way I'm betting against the Ravens.
All right. Well, this is my upset of the week.
What? Oh,
yes,
no,
sir.
Don't do
I'm
it.
I'm taking
don't
the Bengals it. Here. I love watching this offense play. I mean, Joe Burrow has been every bit as good as we hoped he would be coming back from his injury, the ACL that he tore last year. And Ja'Marr Chase, man, that connection from Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase, it looks like they never stopped playing together from when they were in LSU. They just picked up right where they left off. I think the Ravens defense played a great game this past Sunday, and I think they're going to take their foot off the gas a little bit on this one and let the Bengals hang around in this game, and I think the Bengals end up coming back and winning this game at the end. I'm going with the Bengals here.
Okay.
I can't wait to watch this game, though. This is going to be a very, very fun game to watch. Next, we have the Lions at the Rams. The Rams are getting 15 points at home in L.A.
Eventually, the Lions are going to win a game, but it's not here. Not unless every star player on offense and defense of the Rams bows out of this game. That's the only chance the Lions would have to win this game. And even then, I don't think it's enough for them. This is a slam dunk. Rams, especially at home, they're going to light up the scoreboard just like they did against
the Giants.
Are you
taking the 15 points?
No, I'm not taking the points in this game. I think the Lions are going to show up and play for pride, but 15 points, that's just a little too steep for my
Not too steep for mine. I'm taking the Rams with the 15 points. I just love watching this Rams team play. Matt Stafford has been great this year. Darrell Henderson has been one of the best running backs in the league this year. And he's been playing against some of the best run defenses in the NFL so far. So now the defenses he's going to face are actually lightening up. So we'll see how good this Rams offense can be when they're not playing. I mean, you're playing the Lions defense. You have Darrell Henderson, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, DeSean Jackson, Van Jefferson, Tyler Higbee. This is going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a lot like the Giants game last week. Next, we have the Texans at the Cardinals. The Cardinals are getting 17.5 points at home in Arizona. Oh my God.
Yeah, I can understand why, considering the Texans only scored 3 points against the Colts. Now, Colts are a struggling team. They're a decent team, and I expect them to have a winning record when it's all said and done. But they only scored 3 points against the Colts defense? Are you kidding me? So how many points are they going to score against the Cards? It doesn't make a difference if the Texans scored 25 points. The Cardinals are going to score at least 35 points in this game. The Texans just don't have enough cheetahs to keep up with all the gazelles on that Cardinals offense. 17 points? I'm taking the 17 points. The Cardinals at home with 17 points.
Wow, so you take the Cardinals 17 points. Interesting. I think I'm going to go there with you. I'm taking the Cardinals with the 17.5 points. Yeah, this is just a big mismatch for the Cardinals. There's nothing really. The Cardinals are the last undefeated team in the NFL, and they're going to stay that way. The Cardinals by, I don't know, 20, 30 points. You pick. I feel like these guys just roll over in bed and score 35 points. Their offense is unstoppable. They go into Cleveland last week against a solid Cleveland defense and just score at will. Yeah, taking the Cardinals here. No doubt about that. Next, we have the Bears at the Bucks. The Bucks are getting 12.5 points in Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa Bay, you know, they took their foot off the brakes against the Eagles. They're coming off extended time off. The Bears, Justin Fields eventually is going to get it right, but he's going to have his ups and downs, as all rookie quarterbacks do. He struggled against Green Bay, made some throws that you're still wondering, who is he throwing to? They were more like punts than actual throws to a possible receiver. So the Bears, you know, the Bears are going to hang tough. Their defense is going to keep them in the game, but they don't have enough firepower to stay with this Tampa Bay team. Buccaneers at home, no question.
Yeah, I agree.
It.
The Bears, like I've said since the beginning of the year, I like Justin Fields. I just think he's going to have some growing pains. And you've seen it the last few weeks. Like you said, he just throws up some of them that just look like punts. I'm going with the Bucs here. Tampa's offense, they score at will, just like I was saying about the Cardinals. And like you said, they did take their foot off the gas against the Eagles last week. Next, we have the Colts at the 49ers. The Niners are getting 4 points at home in San Francisco.
Now, this is a game I'd actually like to sit back and watch. Carson Wentz against that 49ers defense. 49ers are coming off a bye. This is the Sunday night game. 49ers are struggling to get back to sea level. I'm not a big fan of Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't even know if he's ready yet. Trey Lance, he's an exciting young player, but he's still a rookie. The Colts, they're going to make a game of it. But I think Carson Wentz is going to take a beating against this 49ers defense. I'm going to take the Niners at home in this game.
This one's a tough one for me. I don't, like you said, I don't believe in Jimmy Garoppolo, and I don't think Trey Lance is ready yet. I think I'm also going to take the Niners, but it is going to be a close game. I've seen one too many Carson Wentz fumbles, sack fumbles in big situations, especially in primetime games. I'm going with the Niners here, and I think the game is going to be decided on a Carson Wentz turnover. I'm not too comfortable with this pick. I definitely can see how the Colts will win this game, especially the way Jonathan Taylor's been running the ball. Last week, he was running all over the field. I feel like every time I'm watching Red Zone, every 5 minutes, I see Jonathan Taylor busting another big run. But at the end of the day, this Niners defense is going to stand up to Colts offense. I'm going with the Niners. And Monday night, we have the Saints at the Seahawks. The Saints are getting 4 points in Seattle.
You know, this is a game where even if Russell Wilson was playing, I probably wouldn't take Seattle, only because I don't trust Seattle's defense, to be honest. You know, we know their offense can score, but I don't trust their defense. And I'm still not a big Jameis Winston fan, but I'm a fan of their guy, Alvin Kamara, the weapons they have on offense and their defense as well. Great personnel on defense. So Saints coming off a bye. Definitely I'm taking the Saints on the road with the points against
Seattle. Yeah, I'm also going to take the Saints on the road. Their defense has been playing well this year. Their defense isn't the problem. We'll see which Jameis shows up this week. Hopefully after a bye, he comes out a little sharper than he had been the weeks prior. But this Seahawks defense, like you said, the defense has been terrible so far this year. And Geno Smith, you don't know what you're going to get out of Geno Smith. I'm going with the Saints here, and I'm taking them with the points in Seattle. And lastly, we have our Philadelphia Eagles at the Vegas Raiders. The Raiders are getting 3 points at home in Vegas.
I thought the Raiders would have all kinds of problems with all of the hoopla surrounding the, you know, the John Gruden situation. And, you know, you always wonder when you go in a transition like this, especially at an unexpected time, you know, the team has a built-in excuse to not play up to its expectations. But, man, they went into Denver and won a big AFC West divisional game. They played well on both sides of the football. Eagles had some extended time off after their Thursday night loss to Tampa Bay, but I'm still not sold on this Eagles team. I think it's going to be a great game, but I think now, after watching the way Denver played against, the way the Raiders played against Denver, I think these guys are using this as a rally cry for the rest of this season. They're 4-2 right now. They're tied for first place in the AFC West. They don't want to relinquish that, especially with the Chargers on a bye this week. They have a chance to take over sole possession of first place. I think the Raiders win this one at home.
All right. Well, here we go. I got another upset this week. And This is definitely a homer pick. I just have a weird feeling about this game. I think we're finally going to get some running plays this week. After seeing how this offense flipped a switch last week against the Bucks when they started running the ball, Miles Sanders was getting chunk plays all of a sudden, and the offense looked alive. They were stringing together first downs. I'm going with the Eagles here. I think the Eagles find a way to get this done. I've never trusted Derek Carr. I don't really trust this Raiders team. I do think they're not going to end up in the playoffs this year. I have a weird feeling about this one. It's definitely a gut. This is a gut call. I'm taking the Eagles here. I don't know. I don't know. I don't feel confident about it, but we'll go with the Eagles.
Well, Zach Ertz is gone. Dallas Goedert, we still don't know his status. They got two young tight ends in Tyree Jackson and Jack Stoll, who the Eagles are now counting on to be their second tight end. We know that Jackson is a huge target at 6'7". He looked really good in the preseason, but we haven't seen him in a regular season game. We haven't seen, you know, much of him since he's been on IR. I'm not saying the Eagles cannot win this game. I just don't feel, this is my gut feel, that they won't win this game. They'll find a way to blow this game. They'll make a game of it, but they'll find somehow some way to blow this game. And Nick Sirianni will step to the podium once again and tell us how he has to do a better job of putting players in position to make plays. It's the same thing over and over again, and I think it's going to be another one of those scenarios again.
I hope not. It's something, I don't know, because I picked against the Eagles the last couple weeks. I don't know what it is about this week. There's something about this Raiders team and something about where the Eagles are right now, especially after that Bucks game. I just feel like they're going to have some kind of energy about them this week.
All right. Well, I can't wait to find out. And of course, that'll do it for our Week 7 NFL picks. And of course, we will be back next week to rehash what we chose and to look ahead to Week number 8. And at that time, the Eagles are getting ready to take on the Detroit Lions in Detroit. If you noticed, we didn't mention much about Buffalo, Dallas, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, the LA Chargers, or the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's because they are all on a bye week this week. So for Daniel, I'm Derek. Thanks for hanging out with us here on Jumping the Gun. We'll talk to you next time.